I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Research is underway in South Carolina to develop new treatments with less side effects for patients who receive organ transplantation. To talk about this research is Dr. Satish Nadig. He's an adult and pediatric multi-organ transplant surgeon and co-director of the Lee Patterson Allen Transplant Immunobiology Lab at MUSC. Dr. Nadig, recently you received an award and funding from the National Institutes of Health related to your organ transplant research efforts. Tell us about that.
The National Institute of Health offers scientific awards to surgeon scientists or clinician scientists that allow them to balance their clinical work with their scientific research in order to progress whatever field they're working in. And I was very fortunate to receive this KO8 award from the National Institute of Health, and it was focusing on targeted drug delivery techniques in organ transplantation, which is a very novel and innovative approach to patient care and transplant.
Can you explain that in layperson's terms? What exactly is it you're trying to achieve?
Well, Bobby, it's a paradigm shift in transplantation. So as it stands currently, patients that receive organ transplants then take anti-rejection medication for the rest of their lives. These organs are lasting for long periods of time. The transplant anti-rejection medication has gotten so good that we are able to abrogate the effects of acute rejection, meaning early rejection after transplant, but patients are suffering the long-term consequences of the medications themselves, such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes, and sometimes the medications affect the very organs that are being transplanted.
And what is being done so far? What is it that you're trying?
So what we're suggesting is taking a nanoparticle and placing the anti-rejection medications within the nanoparticle and targeting them to the organs themselves, such that the medication is actually released at the level of the organ, but the whole body's immune system is intact, so they can continue to fight off these infections and cancers, et cetera. We thought, why not pre-treat these organs prior to implantation into the patients? And that's a huge paradigm shift in transplantation. Because right now, we're sort of behind the eight ball. We put the organs in and then treat the patients.
And the upshot is that this new approach might help in the long term as well?
What we hope is that these doses of anti-rejection medication that are targeted to the organ themselves allow for the organs to not need anti-rejection medication for the remainder of the patient's life, and that they can actually become what's called tolerant or accepted in the patient's body.
And what stage is this research at currently?
So right now we're in experimental stages. We finished the small animal studies, and we're in early large animal studies using a pig kidney transplant model. And those were preclinical trials. The next stage would be clinical trials, which would take us another couple of years.
And the early results from this research seem encouraging?
Yes, the early results are very promising. And what's really promising about the early results is that it sets the organ up even before the organ is actually transplanted to have an environment of tolerance, so that when there's an onslaught of inflammation from transplanting the organ's already pre-treated. And so what we found is we're able to inhibit chronic rejection responses down the road with early interventions.
Dr. Nadig, thanks for providing this information about this organ transplant-related research.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.